Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the More or Less with ANS podcast. I'm your host. I'm Amber.
I'm Sarah.
Got that wrong. Today we kind of wanted to talk about
school,
in
the FLDS, and then how it was like when we left the FLDS,
like transitioning into public school. I mean, and then we want to like touch base on like maybe how it like affected us later on, you know, because it was a lot different than.
And maybe, like, a little bit of advice for people who have been homeschooled most of their lives and are going into high school or, like, public school.
Yeah, so we'll just see where this goes.
Yeah.
So to start off, we want to talk about, you know, just school from the very beginning. Do you have, like...
I think I started preschool when I was, like, 5/6. I hated reading. Like, I really hated it because the books we had, the curriculum we had... were really boring, just these huge, thick books.
Yeah.
No pictures, no nothing. So.
But I think that our reading books, I don't think they were, like, actually made by the FLDS. I think that was, like, the only schooling part of our school that was not made by the FLDS.
Yeah. I mean, there were different kinds of reading books. At least my mom would make, like, these nature ones. So, one's, like, a picture of a horse that said horse.
Like, people in the family would make, like, mimic ones, basically, just to make it easier for kids to understand, because the ones that we had were really boring.
Yeah, and they would be, like, things about the prophets. And...
yeah, oh my gosh. I remember learning how to read when I was, like, 5, 6, and I wasn't taught by my own mom, I was taught by one of the other moms. I just remember sitting there for hours, and she would, like, have me repeat the words, and it was... super boring. Not my favorite thing, obviously. Yeah.
I would always, like, ditch the reading book, and I'd be like, yeah, I just did it upstairs. I didn't. I just did not want to do my reading. But, gratefully, I'm a fairly good reader now. At least I think I am.
And they would all, like, lots of times they would have you, like, read, at least for me, they would just have me sit down while they were folding towels or something, and they'd be like, okay, read me this, read
me that. Or read out of the scriptures,
Yeah, or, once you got older, then you read out of the scriptures.
And sometimes, well, actually, I learned how to memorize way before I learned how to read, just because we would have to memorize, like, entire revelations that Father would give, like, entire 3 or 4 page revelations, and then repeat them in front of our entire family in Sunday school, and we were, like, really young, so.
Yeah, like, we didn't know how to read, we just repeated after what someone had said to us, learned that way.
Actually, I think my memorization came from when I was, like, 2, because we were, like, the 3 singsters, me and 2 other of my sisters. And so we were kind of, like, supposed to learn songs early on, I guess, memorize songs.
Yeah.
And then we were performing in front of, like, several different people. But I think that's where my memorization thing came from. Yeah. I hate it now.
I knew songs and stuff. Like, I'd memorize songs and scriptures and stuff before I ever knew how to read.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, obviously I knew the hymns by heart, and I knew, like, what page each hymn was on. Like, you just memorize that kind of stuff when you do it every day.
We would do this thing every night called Story and Song. I don't know if Amber did.
Sounds familiar, but I think we only did it in hiding.
Oh. Yeah, so basically, every group, so every age group of kids, about 6 kids in each age group, 6 to 7, the mother that was, like, their caretaker would sit them down, they would sing a song, and, you know, say a prayer, and then... they would read a story, the mother would read a story or something, and they would usually practice their, what we called Sunday school part. This really sounds weird to normal people, doesn't it? But it's what, in Sunday school, all the groups, like, all the age groups tell, like, a story or sing a song, you know, just, like, do something in front of the family. Some would, like, perform, like, a skit or something until Father said no more skits, but... yeah, that's basically what Story and Song was. Just practice your Sunday school part, read a story, sang a song, had a prayer, and then everybody went to bed. But for school, I started 1st grade when I was about... I started a little bit behind other people. Well, I think I was, like, 6, but...
well, Warren had, like, this thing basically saying that kids... I mean, in some way it was nice, but in other ways, like, a lot of the FLDS kids were already behind. He basically wanted them to be, like, emotionally mature enough or something. That's the rumor I heard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you had to be really good to get into the public school in Texas. Apparently I was never that good. Well, okay, so before the raid, two of the girls that were in my age group got to go to the public school. I wasn't old enough yet to go to public school, so I just would sit in the back of the class and draw, like, once in a while.
Because it was only public school within the FLDS.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was only public school.
We never even dreamed of going to actual public school.
Yeah. But in the land of refuge in Texas, 17, whatever you want to call it, yeah, they had, like, an entire school for that with, like, classes, you know. I think it just went up to 8th grade. And in the back of that building was, like, a baptismal font. And the, like, general room, I don't know. It was like a meeting room, basically. A church room. That's where most of the meetings were held. Not for our family, though. We just had them in our house. Like, I'd hardly remember going there.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly for just all the other people on the land of refuge. Because our living room was basically as big as the meeting house. But... well, not, like, the whole meeting house, just the meeting room and the meeting house. But, yeah, so I never actually went to public school. I was homeschooled alone until second grade. Then I got to do school for 1 year with two of my sisters. And then that father said we couldn't anymore because, I don't know, one of us was bad. Yeah, I think... then, ever after that, clear up till high school, then I was homeschooled alone. Like,
you didn't learn
by so many different mothers. What?
You didn't learn with any of your siblings?
Mm-mm. I was one of the only kids that didn't. Like, I don't know, father had this thing, I don't know, something like that I would do, or... like, boy, I'm not immoral, and I'm in second grade. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's weird assumptions. I started school when I was, like, 7. First grade. My mom taught me first grade, but it was along with, like, she taught a bunch of grades. So, like, my sisters were in, like, third grade, you know, and we taught, like, our other parts of our family, like the combined family, and we learned in the basement of my stepdad's business. And so, yeah, we would just go there, drive there every morning and learn. That was first grade. And then second grade was when my stepdad became the bishop, and I learned with a bunch of other kids that were my same age, but it wasn't the public school in the creek. It was just, like, within our own home. There was, like, I'm trying to think, there was, like, 6 kids that were my age or in my grade, and mm-hmm. I was taught by an old grandma who passed away, like, a few years after.
Who was it? Actually, I don't know if we can say that on the podcast.
Name. I really don't even remember her name. But I remember that she was pretty nice, but there was girls who bullied me in the class or something. Like, like, they were just petty. Like, this one girl was, like, it was her birthday this one time. And she brought in, like, cake or something, and she was handing out cake, and she was, like, gave me one last or something. And she was, like, I don't remember what her reasoning was. Basically just rubbed it in my face. Oh, well, that's what you get for being last or something. I don't even remember. I just remember being bullied, and I was like, huh, that's weird. Anyway, that was so off topic.
There's, like, I'm just gonna, like, put this in, because, like, right after the Texas raid, then Oprah, I'm sure many of you know who Oprah is, she came onto our land and, like, did interviews of several of the school children.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that's where I saw her, was in the school. And all the kids were just looking at her like, what is this? Like, just because...
they were asking about... she was asking about toys and...
yeah, they were like, what is that? Like, what are toys? I bet she was like, what? But, yeah, everybody was just kind of scared. And I bet the kids were like, what is this? Because there was, like... she had her hair down and... I don't know. She was so much different than, I mean, she was a Gentile, a normal person. She wore different clothes, clothes we had never seen in our lives.
She was like a sore thumb, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, that's just like a little school experience. But I was never actually in any public school until high school.
Yeah. So, and then after second grade, I never actually did third grade because my mom was sent away when I was in second grade. So for the rest of the year, that one grandma taught me. And then my mom came and got me, like, at the end of the school year because it was, like, August. Might have been right before the next year started. But anyway, when I went with her, I was obviously a year behind because I started first grade when I was 7. So I did online school with my uncle's family, and they were like, actually, you're supposed to be in fourth grade. So I got put in fourth grade. I skipped third grade.
Oh, I hated that. It would make you feel so dumb.
Yeah. And then I didn't understand it because Gentile online school is so different. It was like K-12 or something. And I don't know. And it was just having me learn about stuff that was completely, it was just like world history and stuff that I never, like, science. They were, like, asking me to do these science experiments. And I was like, boy. Like,
the only history we ever had in the FLDS was what Father taught priested and history. He recorded. Well, we had world and priested.
Really?
Mm-hmm. World and United States. And it was, like, well, it was still called world priesthood history. Oh, wait, it was called ancient priesthood history.
Yeah.
And then U.S. history, which literally just kind of, it started with, like, Columbus and stuff, and then literally just went to Joseph Smith. So it was, I don't know. But, yeah, Father just did a bunch of recordings with that, like, of him telling the history stories and stuff. Yeah. Oh, our history assignments were literally the worst.
History was, like, my worst subject in the mm-hmm. MLS because you just had to do, like, those handwriting pages. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mother Aura's handwriting or whatever her name is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we can say that. Anyway, she was, like, the main handwriting person, and
she's one of my father's wives.
Of those things.
She's a scribe.
Yeah. Which is why she had good handwriting, probably.
She did, yeah. Well, we were all taught very good handwriting.
Yeah, like, but it was
handwriting.
Yeah. We literally had to trace her handwriting, because she was, like, the prototype or whatever.
I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know. But, yeah, I do definitely remember that. There was, like, 2 or 3 mothers that we, like, traced their handwriting until, like, fifth grade. Well, in fifth grade, then you had to write your own notes, and you had to, like, at least we did. We would have to take, like, shorthand or just write really, really, really fast and basically every word he said. So you have, like, 5+ pages of notes that you have to rewrite in perfect handwriting, and that was, like, every day's history assignment.
Oh my god.
For me, I was assigned every single subject in school for homework. Like, basically the entire thing. So the mothers would just, like, teach me, and they'd be like, okay, everything else is your homework.
Yeah.
It's freaking sucked, and I had to stay up.
You're like, when so do I late. Have time to do this?
Get up at 4 a.m., had to be out the door by 5. School started, like, at 8, but I had class and training and everything before that, so everything was really, like, bustle, like, hustle all just the time.
And go, school. Go, go. Yeah. No stop. Like, that's no sleep.
Why?
Next bus. Another plane.
Not actually. Yeah. Oh, I wish. But, yeah. So I think that's another reason why at least when I came out here, like, from the FLDS into normal school, then I was like, wow. Like, they take things less than an A. Like, what? I never, ever got less than an A. If I did, I would redo until we got it right. Or got the test right or something.
Or you just, you know.
Because, no, we had these. Oh, my gosh, I'm really skipping around. I'm so sorry, guys. This is what my brain does. But we had these papers. They were called, like, attitude sheets.
Oh, God, the attitude sheets.
Oh, my gosh. But
EA.
Yeah.
Bad attitude.
So how we were graded daily, and the person who was the teacher would put this, like, here, this is like the range of, like, good to bad, like, good to worse
scale.
Yeah. So the worst could be a yes minus minus. This is really not going to make sense to any of you guys.
I thought it was a no.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
There was no... No, the worst... There was no minus and no plus.
The worst was no. a CDB, which can is can do better. That was, like, the worst you could get. the Cannabis. Second worst was... oh, my gosh. What was it? It was something like that. No, it was something else that Father had said. And then the third was a no. And then there was a yes, minus, minus. Yes, minus. Yes. A yes. A yes, plus.
And a yes, plus, plus.
Yeah, and then, like, you could do however many pluses past that.
Yeah, like, if you were super good and they were,
yes,
like,
plus, 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 or heaven sent.
With their you today, then they would be, like, heaven sent. Or, like, yeah. I don't know.
But the thing is it was so unfair. Like, it was literally all up to the person. Like, if they liked you or not.
Mm-hmm. All about favorites. I mean, there was obviously no, like, what is it? Curriculum or something that school they had system. To abide by.
Yeah. Just, they'd be like, oh, I really hate this child that I'm teaching, so I'm going to give them a very bad grade. And you would be like, what the frick did I do to earn this? Or, like, there would be a misunderstanding, and they would be like, you get a CDB. And basically, we had to get ours signed by my uncle, father's brother.
Signed by your caretaker.
Yeah. And they would always be like, so why did you get a CDB?
Yeah, they would go over it in front of you.
And like, you could do better, I know. And this explain. Is, for us, it was in front of the entire family. Literally. They'd be like, so why did you do this? And everybody would look at you and be like, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, you could only get a hold of them, like, during dinner when everyone was standing around and, like, kids were going up to, like, get their paper signed. And so it was obviously in front of everyone.
Yeah.
If you did something bad, then you just knew you were in for it, you know?
Yeah. For me, it was, like, once every 2-3 months, so...
Really?
Because he was, like, the guiding elder, and we lived in hiding, so... Yeah, or like lands of refuge, and they had to go to all the houses of hiding, and then the land of refuge, which is like 50.
Jeez. Anyway, I fell off track with where I was in my schooling because it is very effed up,
I've skipped
so many and redid. Anyway, so when my mom gave me back after she had me for an 8-month period, I redid fourth grade because obviously I was behind in the FLDS stuff because I went. To Gentile stuff, back to FLDS stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actual hell, because it was, like,
straight so just... confusing.
After I had barely got read, like... After I had barely figured out Gentile stuff, then I got thrown back into my same grade. And it was just, like, handwriting. And then I learned the times table, and I did times table sheet after times table sheet.
Oh my gosh, I hate and those so freaking much.
Fractions, and, like, just, you know... It wasn't really that hard. It was just, you know, tedious and repetitive.
Like, so basically, Father had all the curriculum that, you know, think of, like, in first grade or second grade, the things that made you interested, like the colors, the brightness, the pictures, everything was supposed to be boring, basically.
Yeah,
so
it was very...
Yeah, like, also all money, any money or mention of money, any mention of TV... Anything Gentile was taken out of the curriculum.
I didn't learn anything about currencies or anything.
I was
like
so
that.
Stupid when it came to money when I came
Same.
Out. It's like, I'm gonna make a bone pillow for a living.
I couldn't tell the difference between diamond and nickel.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, huh? And, like, I don't know why I thought a penny was, like, a $1 bill or something.
Yeah. Like. No, we were really dumb when it came to money.
And especially science stuff, too.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, they didn't want us to, like, learn how stuff
Well,
happened.
For me, Mom was very, like, she was one of the few mothers who kept up on science.
Yeah.
Just because she made it interesting, like, she would do cool experiments and stuff. Well, for however long I was with her, with other mothers,
we did
it
do one experiment,
booty.
In fourth grade, and it was with my sister, who was, like, actually kind of a fun teacher, because she started teaching me at the end of the thing, and we did the soda volcano food coloring thing.
Yeah.
And that was the only science experiment I ever
that
did.
That was geography days. For us.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that's so cool. And then I kept asking her if I could redo it to show the other kids because, like, I don't know.
Yeah, we got excited about the smallest freaking things, like a baby bird hatching, which is cool, but...
Yeah, I loved... I don't know. I feel like all the, all the joy, like she was, like Sarah was saying... All the joy or, like, anything that even would attract your eye to a piece
was
of paper
sucked out of our
was
lives.
Taken out. There was no exciting pictures, no colors. Everything was written on boring paper. And I remember, like, we went through the storage room one time, and I found this, like, Gentile school book, and it was, like, a coloring book. and I kept that our thing. Door. And I, like, looked through it. I was like, oh, my gosh, like, bike. It had, like, bikes and, like.
Oh, bikes was bad,
trees
too.
And, you know, like, all the super exciting things. Like, mm-hmm. like, it just portrayed, like, the child that had an exciting life. And she was wearing gym tackles and a cute little skirt. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Make, oh, it would make us, our brains just go wild. Like, we would dream. But, again, it's bad to do that.
Yeah.
You know how much trouble.
I literally still have that book in my storage bin.
How much trouble I and my sisters got in for pretending. Like, literally in our brains, we'd be like, oh, we have babies, you know. Or, like, we have a husband. You know, just, like, saying his name, like, the our dream husband's name or whatever. That's wicked as hell. We got locked in our room for 5 weeks. Right?
My freaking air children.
And there'd be water bottles wrapped in blankets. And be like, this is Martha, this is Mary, this is James,
Sarah,
and this is John.
And Joseph and my twins are Nephi and Lehi. Because I literally had brothers that were named that.
Yeah, most of my fake children were named after my siblings.
The Bible or, like, your siblings.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, the popular Bertha. FBS names. Heaven, sweet.
Or Heaven.
Marie. Yeah. Well, that's my mom's name, but
yeah.
I still liked it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There was, like, weird freaking things about school. Once you turn a certain age in our family, then father would, or like,
eighth
whoever
grade was basically the limit,
would have us start doing home economics. So we would do cooking, sewing. Well, we did sewing since we were little.
And there was home ec tapes on that your dad recorded too, so I had to listen to that.
Creepy as frick, man. You know all those really creepy
Keep
tapes?
Keep yourself pure.
Yeah.
For
about him talking
husband.
About young girls and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what
Keep
those
your
are
body,
from.
Keep your body pure, whatever. Like, I literally can hear it. Ew. No.
Yeah,
not.
He'd be like, when a young woman reaches this certain
the
age
of accountability,
she will start feeling blah, blah, blah. And it was like, basically the birds and the bees talk. Yeah, but it was, like, I didn't know why the younger children weren't allowed to listen to it, but
Same.
I was just like, you're not allowed to listen to this. Rub it in their face.
Like, but, like, I literally didn't understand it because obviously I didn't know anything about sex until I was 14, which was a year after I'd been out, so.
Yeah.
Didn't literally. Teach us jack shit.
Oh, they didn't but that was what we did get to listen to. And but the cooking and sewing was actually very helpful, obviously.
Yeah.
We already knew cleaning from when we were like little tiny
Two,
children
bro
babies
scrubbing those damn stinky toilets.
I know, seriously. Digging what? Cactus when you're 3 years old. Damn.
And there's videos of me doing dishes and cleaning the bathroom when I was literally like 4. Mother Joyce would come up there and, like, swipe the lint thing, and she'd be like, make sure it's clean. Like,
yeah, because father would say every square inch needs
every
to be
square
clean.
Inch
there
has
cannot
to be, clean.
Be a particle of dust.
Yep.
Like, so boy, you try cleaning. Your
they
hands
would literally
are soft
come check,
as
like, underneath the toilet. That was the worst part to clean.
Ew.
And, like, make sure there was no dust.
You know what they like,
boy?
Made us clean toilets? That with rags, like, inside and in the bowl with your hands.
Uh-huh. They were like, you shouldn't be afraid of it. It should be so clean that you could dare drink it.
Yeah.
It's like,
boy, you
of course I'm not going to drink toilet water, bro. I'm going to get, like,
especially when you have a family of 132 people.
And actually, one time, one of my sisters did. Like, she was like, I scrubbed this toilet so good that I would drink the water. And we're like, uh-uh. And then she went in there, got a cup out of the kitchen, and drank it.
Ew.
Literally. Listen to that.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, girl, I'm going to vomit. Anyway. Wow, that's off topic from school.
This is so off topic. I am so sorry. If you're still here,
there's like
we
rabbit
love you.
Hole after rabbit hole.
Yeah. We're trying to not go down them. Okay, so with my school, after fourth grade, then I just bumped around from like caretaker to caretaker, so many different teachers. So my schooling got thrown off so bad. But when I would go back to my mom, that's when it would be the most stable. And I would understand the best because every person has a different way of teaching, and it made it so effing confusing.
Yeah.
Or they were like, bang on your desk.
It was just literally some random person assigned to teaching. Doesn't mean they were good at it. It was just their job, so they did
Lol, I remember that time where I was not getting the math. So I think it was like a really young mother that was teaching me. She was like literally not even 20 yet. And she walked over and like banged her fist on my head. She was like, why don't you get this? I was like, bro,
I'm sorry. I'm dumb.
No, that's where I was like basically taught to me that I was dumb in math. But it's literally like you're not dumb. Most of it is people telling you you're dumb and you believing it. Right?
Literally.
That was what it was for me until, like, some of the my caretakers was like, you can do it. Like, literally, most of this is a mental block, you telling yourself that you can't or you just won't. But, yeah so basically, I jumped around for so many teachers, and it was, like, up till 8th grade, I was just like, I don't even want to do school anymore. I really didn't. But well, most people only went to 8th grade.
At 8th grade. That was, like...
But quite a few of our older girls went, like, above 8th grade, but father was, like, what is that? Math. It's, like, a 12th grade math.
Algebra?
No, it's...
Trigonometry?
No. It starts with a C, I think.
Calculus?
Yeah, calculus. So basically, father told all the mothers that if any of the girls were smart enough to do calculus, he wanted to be the one to teach it. Because technically, he was the only smart enough one to teach calculus in our family. So if any of the girls reached 12th grade, then he was going to have to come home and teach it. And for them to just pray for his deliverance if they wanted to learn calculus.
Oh my God.
But no, there was some freakishly smart people in our family. Just because, I mean, think without all the electronics. I'm sorry if this is, like, goes against what some of you think. But, like, without just constant TV and stuff in our lives, we were actually pretty smart. You just have to get
creative and smart.
Yeah, like, it made our brains be so creative. We didn't have access to the internet, phones, nothing. The thing
that they would always say is that an idle mind is the devil's work. Playground, but think of how idle our mind had to be creative.
Literally.
Like, okay, eat your words.
Literally. But, so up till 8th grade, mom taught me some of 7th and some of 8th. Like, there was so much jumping around that I couldn't even count.
Oh my God, yeah.
And then I went a year without school, and I taught school when I was 14 years old. I taught 1st graders and 2nd graders and sometimes 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. Like, all together. There was, like, 2 of each. But I didn't really teach much of those last few. Like, I taught 1st, 2nd, 4th. Like, that was, like, the biggest thing. But, yeah, I did teach 1st and 2nd for the entire year. Kind of... I was, like, mostly scared because when their parents are, like, right there breathing down your neck, you're like... I'm not doing this wrong. I'm only 14. But, and the hardest thing, I think, is getting kids to listen to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I missed that year of school. And then the next year was when we came out and I went directly into high school. So, I was in 9th grade. But because I taught school for a year, then I was supposed to be in 10th grade with the age I was.
Yeah.
Like, I was 15 when I went into school, and I turned 16 in freshman year, which is usually a sophomore thing. But, I mean, that was okay. Most people was like, that's so weird. And I was like, you know, if I had time in my day, I would explain it to you. But instead, I'll make podcasts. Kidding. I didn't think
that. But instead, we'll talk about this, like, 3 years in the future. 4 years in the future.
Yeah. No, it was, but yeah, going into high school, that was a freaking terrifying experience. Anyways, I'll let Amber catch you up on her school thing.
It's pretty boring, but I'll explain anyway. So when I was in 5th grade, they changed the whole curriculum. We got, like, do you remember when we got the revelations about the school curriculum? Like, us having to make our own school?
Oh, yeah.
And we changed the vowels, and mm-hmm. It was extremely confusing. We basically only learned spelling, English, took out, made sure we double-checked on all the money thing, science, blah, blah, yeah. blah, blah, blah.
No, it was, like, big
it was a project huge deal.
For everybody to make.
Like,
completely new curriculum for the kids.
And it had nothing to do with, like, the outside world. It was just, I don't know. In 5th grade, I got taught by somebody who was just assigned, and she didn't know. Like, she was dumber than I did. She herself only went to 4th grade. But she was teaching me 5th grade. And
so it's basically they're learning with you.
Yeah, she was. And, I mean, I applaud her for, you know, not being like, I can't do this, but
hard.
She literally was like, I don't know how to spell these words. And she was like, does anyone want to volunteer and write these on the board? So I went up there and wrote them because I knew. And anyway, sus. sixth grade was kind of the same. I got a new teacher. We had weird-ass curriculum. I did mostly spelling, a little bit of, like, more fractions and stuff. I hardly learned any math in the FLDS.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. And then...
math was, like, the stressedest thing for us.
It was stressful for me, too,
Effing sucked. No, it was, like, pushed on us. Like, not just pushed on us, but I am going to say that I was actually pretty fairly good at math. Like, not bad at all when I was in FLDS because, I mean, that's basically all he did. Study math. Do math homework. Learn math. Math.
The teacher who taught me both 5th and 6th grade were not my math teacher. I had, like I had a different math teacher because they were not advanced enough to even teach me anything.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's kind of the way it was with a lot of the younger mothers, though, because they hadn't gone past, like, you know, they're 12
they're when they get 12. Married. Like, that's what, 3rd, 4th grade?
Yeah.
Wait, no. 6th grade.
Yeah. So, basically, father would have those younger mothers be taught by an older mother. And so that older mother would basically be their mother. It's so effed up. So effed up. But yeah, there would basically be a classroom full of mothers.
Teaching the younger mothers. No. That's just wrong.
And father would be like, how's my darling? Oh my hell.
Ew.
No, I've heard way too many stories, but those are not my stories to share, so.
I forgot to mention this whole time, but I mean, obviously, as you can tell, school was not a priority in, like, my household. Like, literally, we started school at 11 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and we would be done before 3. Like, it was, like, 2-hour school day.
8 to 3 for me.
Really? Mm-hmm. The garden or, like, yard work was always way more important, and our yard looked hella nice because of that. Like, we were, like, always out there.
Well, I think one reason, because I think your family was a little bit smaller than mine, but ours was, like, big enough with, like, all the grandmothers married to father. Oh my gosh, that sounds so effed. So, yeah, if you don't know... my father basically married all his mothers. I'll drop the bomb like that. And so basically they were all, you know, in our family. He didn't like have sex with them or anything just because they were literally like 50 years older than him.
They're old, but they got added on to the family.
Yeah, they were called mother or grandmother, whatever. But so basically he would assign them in charge of the gardens and stuff, which would make it... because they usually didn't teach school or anything, so then all the kids, the caretakers of the groups of kids, would go out and volunteer. Obviously, boys and girls at different times, because they can't be in the garden together because they'll do immoral things. No, our garden was literally, like acres and acres and acres and acres. Like, you can't even see the end of the garden. Right. Same with the orchard. We had, like, 25 gardens. No.
But I learned gardening. That's a good thing.
Yay.
I learned how to plant a garden, love this. That's for sure, because we did it every freaking year.
Everything about the bugs that we picked off of the leaves that were bad. Every tiny thing about gardening. I know that. A lot about plants. We had to just learn from growing plants because there was no intranet.
Literally. I always harvested seeds off the garden. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back on the subject of school. 7th grade was when my mom came and got me, and I did K-12 again. And it was a random teacher up with a random polygamous group. Blah, blah, blah. And then I started 8th grade. I had it, like, all done. It was also K-12, but this year I taught myself.
What? Oh, I thought you did 8th grade in the normal world.
Getting to there.
Oh, sorry.
4th quarter came around. We moved, you know, back to Utah. And I joined public school, and it was terrifying. New teachers, new schedule, blah, 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 blah. Bullied, didn't know what the hell was going on.
It's so confusing when you walk into a school, you know no one, no one knows you. You try your best to act normal. That's the biggest
thing. And you're just not, you know you're not normal.
You put everything into trying to act normal and trying to fit in. So. Yeah. Like, it's hard to focus on your school because you're trying so hard to not look like the dumb kid, you know, who doesn't even know who Taylor Swift was, is. Literally. Who doesn't know what any Gentile songs are, who doesn't know how to dress. Doesn't
get the jokes, like...
Yeah, doesn't get nothing, because you know how dirty middle schoolers are nowadays?
Right.
Yeah, we were sweet little innocent people.
We knew nothing about. And people like were always saying, "Oh yeah, only the OGs get this because we went to elementary school."
Orange juice.
And I was like, I was like, okay, first off, what is OG? And I never went to.
You know how many abbreviations I had to search up, even in like junior year.
Yeah.
I was like, what is SM? I still don't know what that is actually.
So much.
No, it was like they say something. It's like. SM with like a face slap or something.
Shaking my head.
Oh.
SMH.
Oh. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, we're not up to date. Anyway.
There's so many things. I'm just like, what? But yeah, going into high school, that's what we're going to talk about now. At least that's what I'm going to talk about now.
Yes. Ever after that, I, you know, was a part of the public schooling thing. Magic. Yeah.
Okay, you tell about your going into high school first, because you technically were in high school before I was.
Okay, going into high school. my mind is going blank. Anyway, so at the end of eighth grade, I didn't really, like, I got really bad grades because I obviously didn't know anything. I was supposed to be on this whole program, like, Alex, whatever, math, so I got an F.
F Alex.
Alex freaking math. Alex.
Frick you, Alex.
And I didn't know about it, and nobody told me. And then she was like, "Why are you failing?" I was like, "I don't know."
Literally stuff.
And she was like, "Have you been doing Alex?" I was like, "Okay, what's Alex?" And this was literally like 4 days before school ended. And she was like, "Well, I'm gonna have to fail you." And I was like, "All right, well, I'll accept that. I'll try better next year." Because it was like,
yeah,
right, I'll before high school.
Next time. Ew.
And I did. I literally got 4.0s in the next year. And I was like, I'll accept nothing for myself but an A.
Yeah.
Or a B plus.
No, same. I did not know what Alex was. I had to have so many people help me. Same. And also it was like that for my first, like, in my first year of high school, like freshman year. It was a computer thing, and, you know,
FLDS. We didn't run computers.
Yeah, and I was nothing so computers.
How half of the schooling was literally on a computer.
Yeah, you on your phones. Everything. I was never on my phone, ever. Yeah. I didn't even know how,
like,
to run it.
Log into your school account, and I was like,
what the frick is a school account? Like, I was like, how? What? Yeah, a couple days before, it's kind of like Amber's with Alex. Frick you, Alex. the teacher was like, I was clear behind. I hadn't even done one of the assignments in the entire class, and I didn't even know that I was supposed to be doing that. And he was like, oh. But I had kind of spilled to him where I was from, and he literally just gave me an A, which was really sweet of him. But he kind of knew of the FLDS, and I guess I was just, like, going through a lot, so I just dumped. I didn't know how to hold back stuff. But yeah, he was like, he came and sat down with me and literally, like, walked me through every little assignment. And yeah, we didn't even do all of them, but he was really nice for that. So thank you. Not going to say your name, but thank you. Okay, but, like, going into high school was, like, the biggest thing. I think we've talked about this before in an episode. Yeah,
we did talk about, like, how it was walking through the door and billions of children screaming. It's not like that dramatic, but
for me, the halls of the school that I went to first were really small, and I got lost so many times. Like, they were suffocatingly small. Bodies were pushed around, which is, like, literally how it is in every high school. But
so much anxiety.
They were so yeah, and there was lots of boys there, which, like, I think I'm gonna go in more detail about that, I guess, because I haven't really gone in detail. But, like, you know, the jocks, like, the people who are, like, you know, popular and everything. I sat by, like, a couple people like that. And obviously, I mean, not obviously, they shouldn't, but these ones talked nasty, nasty about girls. I didn't know it was nasty. I didn't know nothing. So, obviously, people made jokes. Well, they made jokes, like, oh, she doesn't know what we're talking about. And yeah, one of them ruined my love of corn dogs. You can imagine.
Let's just stop there.
Yeah. F him. Oh my gosh, he was literally a pervert. He R-worded a girl there. Which is totally not surprising.
Awkward.
Yeah, no, we were literally eating at lunch, and he just, like, watching my mouth, and I was like, it's just eating a corn dog. I'm eating a corn dog. I didn't even know there was such a thing as,
we're gonna end there.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. At least he might. But, yeah, he was just, like, watched my mouth and the things he was saying and stuff. I was like, what do you mean? And then my guy best friend was sitting right there, and he was being like, shut the frick up, telling the dude to. And he would not, like, he would not. And the thing is, I was going through my photos the other day, and I literally saw a video that I took. Like, a girl was, like, taken out of me or something, and it was literally him doing that. And I was like, I did not know I had proof.
Like, I'm gonna get...
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, he was a senior. He was a freaking 19-year-old senior. And I was 15.
Ew.
I was like... Yeah, what? And I didn't, like... I never tried to be, like... I didn't know what cute was. Like, I never tried to be...
flirty or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't even know how to do that. I was just trying to fit in. I was trying to be normal. I was trying to, like... You know, the only thing I had seen was all the high school movies I watched because I wanted to fit in. So I was like, let's watch high school movies so I can fit in. Don't... It's different.
It's not like...
It's literally completely different.
It is, but it's not, you know?
Yeah. The boys are worse. But... It's like... I don't know. I think my disappointment came in, like, junior year. Because... Well, kind of freshman year and... I mean, kind of sophomore year, not freshman year. Just because that's when I saw that, oh... You know, it's not like the movies. But, yeah, so I never tried to dress... I mean, I did try to dress cute. That's the thing is I would look at other girls and I'd be like, oh, you know, I have something kind of like that and I would wear it to school. But... I didn't even know what the dress code was. I didn't know what a dress code was. I never got dress coded, but... Yeah, so I didn't know that it was... I had this, romper. It was like a jean, denim romper. And apparently my butt cheeks hung out. Yeah, he was basically walking behind me all day. And my guy best friend is the one who told me, albeit at the end of the school day. So I was like, oh my gosh. And I have never worn that since, ever. I have it still, but I was like, creep? No. I was just a very kind person, so... I always just, like, kind of forgave, said I'm sorry, you know, right up front. So, I thought everything was my fault, kind of. Anyways, he was a perv. Yeah, so that's one of my pervy experiences in high school. But, I think going into sophomore year was a lot better. I kind of reinvented myself. That's when I met Amber.
Yeah.
We honestly weren't that close.
We weren't.
We didn't even have a class together.
I didn't really have, like, close friends in sophomore year. I was just kind of, like, to myself.
Yeah.
I was trying to be super focused on my grades.
Same.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Honestly, for me, high school made me lazy as frick. It made me realize
you could procrastinate.
Yeah, you could procrastinate.
Do everything last second. It's mostly because I just...
It's
because
the teachers freaking allowed it.
Yeah, and I don't know, I kind of lost my interest for, like, learning. It was just boring.
See, in the FLDS, I had, like, a love for learning, and we were not allowed to get anything less than an A, or, like, an A-. Even an A- was just, the minus was bad. But being in high school, like, going into high school, kind of was like, oh, you know, it's okay to get a D, you're still passing. Which, you know, is fine and everything, but I honestly shouldn't have let myself go.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. I didn't let myself go like that. But just let my love for learning go and all that.
Yeah. I feel like I've maintained my, you know, grades pretty well until it came to, like, junior year math. And then that's where it started slipping because I did not understand it.
Yeah.
And it was because I had, like, missed, like, the foundational math, like, leading up to it. And so I literally got a C- and I was, like, devastated. I'm like, oh, yeah. My God.
No, when I first got my bad grade, I was absolutely devastated. I went in after school and everything until it was an A, and it was like...
Yeah, and then I switched math teachers, and he was chiller.
Yeah. We had the same math teacher. Oh my gosh, he's the best math teacher of that school.
The best? Sound like you said meth.
He was the best. Sorry. He gave me student of the year and student of the month. Thank you.
I was like,
It's because I was sweet as frick and cleaned his entire classroom.
Aw. What were we going to say? Advice for people who may have been homeschooled.
Yeah.
Me.
Don't, like, do what I did. Like, keep your love for learning if you do love learning.
Yeah, always keep your interest, you know, like.
Yeah. Don't let, there will be bullies no matter what.
Yeah.
It's not as much as there are in high school movies. It's not, like, as clear as that. They're probably not going to throw you against the locker. Unless, I mean, they might, but.
Unless you did something really like that.
There is a lot of fat shaming. There is things like that to be aware of. And if you're innocent like I was going into high school, there's definitely going to be... I don't know. I feel like that's kind of a form of bullying.
Yeah.
Well, it is. They're making fun of you.
It's not okay.
Yeah.
I think my advice is make at least... 1 to 2 good friends, maybe even make friends with your teacher so you don't feel so alone. Like,
yeah,
you have to have a reason to show up to school. Like,
yeah,
lots of times Sarah was my reason because I was like, I don't feel like going in there unless I have a friend, because
yeah, it's just walking in there is literally hard.
Yeah, you have to have a familiar face or else it's just mundane and boring.
All the like hot girls, it's so much pressure to be hot, to wear a certain kind of shoe.
All I have to say is just do you, you know?
Yeah, just do you. You will honestly regret not doing you. Like, later in your high school years, you will. And also another thing is learn early to go talk to the teacher. Like, I had to learn
ask questions, that's what they're there for.
Yeah, like, ask questions. Like, even if you have to wait till everybody is out of the classroom. Like, you've got to get used to it, because that was... the biggest thing that saved me through high school is learning to talk to the teachers, get friends, like, be friends with the teachers. Like, I was friends with almost all of my teachers. The only one that was, like, online math, or online something, and I did not appreciate him. But we never even talked, so.
Yeah, I didn't have to. But, yeah.
There's anything I'm so sorry. This is, like, all over the place. Probably can't understand most of what I'm saying, but... if you stayed till now, I hope you enjoyed, and
hope we covered some questions, burning questions or something like that.
Yeah, honestly, my brain is just kind of all over right now, so.
Yeah, like, and especially when it comes to school, there's so much things that we could trail
off. Because
school
was literally all over the place.
Yeah, my school, like, whole situation was, like, this, and then that, and then, like,
But in the end, it honestly paid off so much,
it
too.
It worked out, so.
Like, make a friend early in school, because, I mean, that's what Amber was for. Senioritis would have way taken me over if it wasn't for her. But, yeah. And then the feeling of graduating is, it's worth it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, for me, I'm literally the first girl of Warm Jess family to graduate actual public school.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, like, for me to... I don't know, actually do it. It may not seem like a big accomplishment to a lot of people.
I think I'm the first on both sides of my family to graduate
high
school. Or public high school.
Yeah, so it's like a big thing.
Yeah, and my mom never got to graduate, and neither have my sisters. Well, they got like a GED, but they were pretty proud of me, and I was...
That's what most of my siblings have, is a GED. And, yeah. Honestly, I wish I would have done sports. I just broke too many freaking bones.
Yeah. My thing would be, like, be involved. You know, if that's your thing. If being involved is your thing, be involved. Because, like, you'll probably make some good connections and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I hope that covers everything. And,
yeah. We love you guys.
See you guys in the next episode. Keep your questions coming. And...
watch our TikToks.
if you so feel inclined.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think that about covers it for this episode. But we will see you in the next one. Or
Peace.
You will hear us in the next one. Whatever. Yeah. All right. Peace. Peace out. Bye.